Dave and Camille on Demand Audio.
Classic hits, 80s, 90s today. It's Dave and Camille in the morning, 7:18. Special guest, and I think this is probably, what, the third, fourth time we've had you in?
At least. Dave, at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Dave was quite worried that he wasn't. He wanted to know, do you like us? We were talking about just before. He was like, I wonder if he likes us.
Oh, of course I do. I was looking forward to this morning.
Do you know, Camille,
there's something special about you today.
Something special?
Yep.
What's that?
I've been racking my brains the whole time since I've been in here. And I think I know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm often on your website.
Oh, no.
Checking you out. I am.
You are
every
not.
Morning I do this. You know what it is?
What is it?
And you have... Yeah, I want you to be honest with me.
I'm hardly going to lie to you.
Because I see in the paper, you've got a wider face. Apparently, you're a lying, cheating, whatever. Okay?
Okay.
You've got mascara on today, haven't you?
Mate,
you are blushing. You've made yourself look extra special. You've done a lovely job.
I did it for Danielle.
You and Martin Onu. You do a great job of it, you
she
two.
She did it during the 7 o'clock news.
I was like, quick!
You look great.
On the whole wider face thing, because you've been featured.
Yes.
But what they've done, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, apart from my wife who pointed it out, that they've chosen a photo of you smiling. When people smile, your face goes wider.
Absolutely.
So,
hello.
So you're saying that it's not true, Dave?
No, I'm saying that when you smile...
You've got a nice slim face, though, Dave. Yeah. You will be moderate.
But when you smile, your face goes wider. And when you smile, you become more attractive.
Exactly.
So
it's a dumb
survey. The study's a crock.
That's got to be nonsense, that one.
Let's pass that one by. Let's concentrate on the big ones we've got.
Yeah. Okay.
This is what we're going to do this morning. We're going to give you a series of questions, Prime Minister. And it is up to you as to which question you answer.
Oh, excellent.
It's a multi-choice.
Multi-choice question as opposed to answer.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You only need to answer one of them, and it is totally up to you. And we're going to do this in 2 minutes.
Right, we're here with the Prime Minister, and what we're going to do this morning is a little bit different. We're going to give you three questions, and you can choose which one of the questions you want to answer.
Okay.
First question. Why are you moving away from supporting the wage equity bill? B. What are three positive things you can say about Honiharawera?
Mm.
And finally, C. Did you have to talk in an Indian accent in order to be understood by Indians in India?
I'm going to go for D.
None of the above. No, there was no D.
I've read in a book that in order to be understood in India, you do have to put on an Indian accent, and it does help.
No.
It's in a book.
Is that
you're
your
joking?
By a guy who went playing cricket in India.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I was totally fine. Me and that Bollywood star, we connected well.
That Bolly, can you remember his name?
Her name.
Right, I'll move
his
on then, shall
actually,
I?
I tell you the funny story. You know the guy that was with the male star?
Mm-hmm.
Abhishek Bachchan is his name. Okay, there you go. So he's called Little B in India, and his father, who wears cravats and sunglasses and is really the man, he's Big B, and Big B is everywhere all over India.
Cute!
And Little B is married to Ashwari.
Oh, now she's absolutely stunning.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Indians have the greatest sense of humour.
Yeah, they do.
They're so funny. So they're so self-deprecating. They're hilarious people. There's so much fun in that culture that we don't often get to see.
Yeah, it is. No, it's a great place. And those Bollywood movies are great. They're taking us through how to do a few of the moves, you know.
Did you bust a move?
Oh, yeah. What can I say?
Of course you did.
A training. Yeah, in amongst a curry and a couple of kingfishers. You got to practice that, you know, turning the light bulb and patting the dog, all that sort of stuff. Not easy.
Do we need to have lessons?
My job is not easy. the shoulder forward movements. I'm surprised you haven't trained up on this stuff.
No. Dave and I did rock and roll, but we've stayed away from Bollywood. Maybe that's... Yeah. Are you recommending it?
I reckon.
Okay.
Do you know they make... Okay, here's a fascinating fact for you. They make three times as many Bollywood movies as they do Hollywood movies every year.
Wow.
And they've made 150 Bollywood movies in New Zealand already.
I knew it was pretty big
one,
here.
And the big one that we went to, that one on the set last week, is called Players. And that's going to be a really big one. It was mostly filmed in Wellington.
And that was in January.
It was with the mini and the driving around.
It's a remake of The Italian Job.
Yes.
There you go. And it's going to premiere on 23rd of December. Breakfast is coming.
Look at you. You've become a spokesman for the Indian Film Commission.
She's waving his Indian flag.
Namaste. Thursday.
Prime Minister John Key is our guest this morning. It is 7:25. Three more questions. He gets to choose one after the Clash. Classic hits. Classic hits, 80s, 90s today. It's David Camille in the morning, 7:28. Question two for Prime Minister John Key, A, B or C. It's your choice, sir, as to which one you answer this morning.
I'll take A.
Oh, good. Well, A is, did Alistair Thompson deserve to lose his job over his comments? And did it take too long to get rid of him?
Oh, can I have B then?
B was 50,000 voters have been removed from the electoral roll. Why do you think this is? And C,
well, if they vote national, it's a tragedy and they should be brought back on immediately. I'll have that fixed by lunchtime. And if they don't, tough.
C, the Labour Party is 96 years old today.
What's, is it?
Yeah, what's your birthday message? 1916, they were formed in Wellington.
I hope they make it to 100. And if they do, they might get a message from the Queen, but it's not guaranteed in their case. They're probably not high on her list.
Now, there has been a tsunami warning issued. I've got all the details of that. Prime Minister, you're with us right now. Yep. Are you happy to stay here for now? Because when things like this, the country gets mobilised and you're the boss.
Absolutely. But there's a full sort of system that works there. So Civil Defence has a minister. The minister activates the bunker if they need to, or the warning system that takes place. And the most important thing actually is for people to follow it.
Yeah.
More often than not, we put out a tsunami warning and people head off to the beach to actually have a look and see what it looks like. And yeah, that can be a very dangerous scenario. So please adhere to the advice.
Here's the guts. A tsunami warning is in effect for New Zealand. 7.8 magnitude quake, Kermadec Islands, 1,000 kilometres northeast of New Zealand. The quake was 48K deep. There are warnings in place for the Kermadec Islands, for Tonga. Excuse me, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre say that it's not known if a tsunami was generated by the quake. The warning's based only on its size, because it's 7.8. They have released forecasts for a tsunami arrival, but there's nothing concrete on that. Civil Defence has activated the emergency centre here in Wellington, and people are being advised to stay off beaches.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's what we have at the moment. We have another 5 minutes with the Prime Minister, so we will continue that next, sir.
Excellent.
All right, 7:37. Scissor Sisters, all right, Dave and Camille in the morning on Classic Hits. Classic Hits, 80s, 90s today. It's Dave and Camille in the morning, 7:40. Scissor Sisters, and Prime Minister John Key is our guest today.
What we're doing, Prime Minister, is I'm going to give you three questions and you can choose.
I'll take C.
You want to? Okay, if we want to skip straight to question C, was yours and Broner's kiss in front of the Taj Mahal staged?
Well, of course it's staged. There's dozens of cameras in front of you.
So somebody asked you to kiss?
I've got to be honest and say yes.
Ah. So is it a bit awkward? It's not like you're going to slip at the tongue, are you?
Oh, well, how do you know?
Have you done
a forensic analysis of the kiss?
It looked quite close-mouthed, I'll be honest with you. It looked a little bit, oh, there's all these people looking at us, so awkward.
We got a text from our son, though.
Yeah, what did Nick say?
Nick said, because it's on the front page of the paper, you would. Not cool. I said, mate, you stay away from the planking, I'll stay away from the kissing.
Good call.
That's what I said. That didn't hear another thing out of him till we got home.
It's Māori Language Week. Do you know any? Can you slip into any te reo?
Tēnei ake mihi mo te kawanatanga nahenara. I bring you the greetings of the national government. Or.
Oh.
Yeah. No mai, hau mai. Ki te wiki o te reo Māori. Welcome to Māori Language Week.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
There you go.
The other thing we were talking about just before about spam, because Peter Dunn's been spammed. He's been asked by Nigerians to click on this link, and made me think, do you often get them? And you mentioned that you get those emails.
I do. I get the Nigerian spammers. They're there. They're everywhere. They're pervasive. And look, years ago when I was the finance spokesman, I can't remember why, but there was some report done on New Zealanders that have been scammed. And the time I looked at it, might have changed by now, New Zealanders had lost $34 million to those scams.
Over quite a period of time.
Yeah, that's
a lot of money, though.
Well, one guy lost $2.2
million. Oh, dear Lord. What is our relationship with the Nigerians? As a country?
Oh, no, we have relationships with them. They're actually very big. I mean, actually, if there was ever one day reform of the Security Council, they are one of the names in Africa that's put up. South Africa, obviously, being the main one. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, they're a serious big country. But New Zealand has limited relationships with Africa in general. South Africa is our main, you know, port of call, if you like. But yeah, no, we know the Nigerians. We see them.
Can't bring it up at all.
So well, no, they themselves.
Can we talk about your internet?
They must not like that.
No, they don't like that.
Because it must be
that.
Quite offensive to them.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the problem, of course, is because it sort of impugns the reputation of their own country. Because when you say, anyone says Nigeria, people think scammers.
Mm.
Yeah. But, the model, when you think about it, it's not that different from kind of a marketing model for a company using the internet. It costs you nothing virtually. They just create these programs that go to every possible email address that anyone can think about. They've got massive computers and they send it out. Mm. And they work on the principle one in a million respond.
Because when you think about Nigeria, you don't think racks of computers. No. You don't think ultra-fast broadband.
But somewhere along the line, they'll be doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that different from, you remember years ago, there used to be a bit of a scam where people would go and have a company, they'd set up a company, A, B and C plumbers, and they'd send everyone a bill for $60, and a lot of people would pay it.
Yeah, like that fella in Christchurch with the share price offer
Well. That's great, yeah.
I mean, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that's right, so he just offered them price way below the market and people took it.
Brute force.
Incredible.
Well, a lot of people just don't think about it. I mean, half the time in our house, if a bill turned up for that, our brains had the plumber in.
Oh,
just pay it.
Just pay it.
Yeah.
We like to look at our bills and go, did we get that? Did you get that? No, did you get that? Can we pay?
Yeah.
And now, just final question
it's
I need
just
to know.
Your Visa bill we're talking about.
I hide that.
Really?
when it comes to working out in the gym and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I understand you've been upping your gym sessions a bit recently.
Been this morning. I haven't really been upping them. I've been doing the same in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But what happened was about 18 months ago, so it wasn't this last Christmas, but the Christmas before, I was officially renamed by Max Captain Tubbs. So that stuck for the entire time. And even Broner said, possibly getting a little portly on it.
Okay.
So I thought, blow this. I've got two options. A, I'd like your questions. A, eat less, unlikely in my job. National Pay ladies cook brilliantly, can I say. Can I thank all of them that are listening today because they make a wonderful spot.
Okay, they really do.
Or option B, do a bit more exercise.
And is Max proud of you now? You've been a bit trimmer?
Hey, I took him out for a run the other day just to try and sort him out. But, when you're 16, it's not that hard to go out for a run.
No.
Max is definitely the joker of the family, isn't he?
Oh,
Once Max gets you in his sights, you're going down in a flaming heap.
Yeah, well... Yeah. Yeah, it was like the little planking photo. Yeah.
Oh, planking's done. It's all teapotting now.
Yeah, it's all been and gone.
It's teapotting. It's teapotting.
The only minor issue with the planking photo was that, of course, I got the phone call from the Herald on the Monday night to say, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've just got no comment to make.
No.
So when he'd done this photo, he said, I'm going to put it on my Facebook site, which is closed. I said, no, I don't think that's a great idea. I heard his mother yelling out from the kitchen, don't do that. Dad will be on the front page of the paper on Monday. So sure enough, I ring him, I say, I don't suppose by any chance you put that photo anywhere else, did you? He said, no. And I said, well, who would be the Max Key then that uploaded it to Planking New Zealand? He goes, well, to be honest, on Saturday night, a few of my mates liked it so much, we thought it was a good idea. Did you? I said, really? You thought that was a good idea? I said, well, you should buy the New Zealand Herald tomorrow morning and the Dominion Post, and even you can watch TV tomorrow night as well.
Family, can't live with them, shoot them. Prime Minister John
Key, shoot them.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Okay.
It's an election year. Good luck.
Thank you.
And look, there'll be a hell of a lot of news, and you'll be all over the front page of the paper, no matter what it is that you're doing.
That's right.
And we appreciate your time this morning.
Hopefully vertical and not horizontal. Okay, have fun.
Prime Minister.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If it's happening in the 04, it's on Dave and Camille Show. Classic Hits.